Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome for joining us here today. Thank you for tuning in. It is already Friday, the fifth day of June 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Luke Radowski of We Are Change founding fame, who confronted one of the Democratic leaders in the state of New York concerning the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, and should there be a new investigation? She said yes, and that's made the rounds on Fox and other national news outlets. So I thought we'd talk to Luke Radowski, popping in, coming up in about 30 minutes. Then Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster to break down what's happening with the economy this week, the plunging dollar, the exploding price of gold and silver, and now other commodities. The Chinese laughing at little Timmy Geithner, the former New York Fed chairman, now the Treasury chairman, the fox literally guarding the hen house. That is coming up. And then we have Alan Watt joining us to break down the scientific psychological warfare system that we are living under, as well as one of the inventors of a stock exchange system, author, BBC television host, syndicated radio host, economist Max Kaiser will be joining us from Paris today. So a jam-packed Friday transmission. We will have open phones with Bob Chapman, with Alan Watt, and Max Kaiser today. And I, of course, will be going over a large stack of important news as well here on the show. This is the type of news I have in front of me. This is out of the Buffalo News. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nations first. And we have seen this in many cases of where someone refuses to give a urine sample to the police or to the hospital, and they chain them down and then call in the police, who in one Florida case tasered the guy 9 times. And the police chief, well, that was in Miami, defended it and said, yes, this is pain compliance. So we have this big debate about whether waterboarding is torture, when it obviously is in the Army's own field manuals, or then whether even torture itself is bad. Meanwhile, I've got videos from the 1980s of police in Indiana and in California breaking pro-lifers' arms on purpose, and federal judges saying, that's good. You sit on a sidewalk at the entrance of an abortion clinic peacefully. We're going to break your arms till bloody bones stick out of your flesh. And that is a good thing. So it's all on record in my film, Martial Law. We played that video at PrisonPlanet.tv when we simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show every day. And we have all these cases out there, and I keep explaining to people, torture has been going on since at least the 1960s as policy, and they call it pain compliance or pressure compliance. And so when they say, oh, we're just torture foreigners, baloney. I don't know why they don't call it when they rape someone's 5-year-old in front of them in Abu Ghraib, as the Army admits they do, part of policy. MSNBC, AP, New Yorker Magazine reported on that. I don't know why they don't just call it pain compliance. You see, this is the reality, so we'll cover that when we get back. Internet radio host Hal Turner arrested. Sean Hannity's good buddy. And I believe this is a psyop and completely staged. I'll say that on record, so you'll get my take on that coming up. And a lot more. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website. Keep it locked in. Big transmission coming up.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Radowski coming up, Bob Chapman to break down what's happening in the economy next hour, Alan Watt to break down the psychological dictatorship we live under, what the globalist manipulators are doing to the public, and Max Kaiser, economist, stock market system inventor, BBC TV host, syndicated radio host, always informative. He'll be joining us in the last hour today, so a big Friday transmission lined up. We will have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hours today. Obviously, the big news, what everybody's been talking about the last two or three days, is that Barack Hussein Obama attacked anybody and had his handlers and surrogates attack anybody that pointed out that his father was a Muslim Marxist. It's kind of an oxymoron, but that's what he was. That his father hailed as an Arab, that Obama's really Arab. He's less than 10% African. That's on record. You can go look at the big news sites doing his genealogy. Nothing wrong with having an Arab American president. Let's just be honest about it. But see, everything with Obama's a hoax. So you couldn't talk about how Obama was going to be our first Arab or Muslim president that is brought up Muslim, went to Muslim schools. Then his stepdaddy was a Muslim in Indonesia. I mean, it goes on and on and on. All of his daddies are Muslims. And I didn't even make a big deal out of that in my film, The Obama Deception. In fact, we don't even mention it or get into it. We covered that the guy is a big foundation-run operative, a globalist, a liar, that he lied about not hiring lobbyists, that he lied about ending the wars, that he lied about ending torture and giving rights to detainees. I mean, he lies about everything. We list dozens and dozens and dozens of lies in the film. So I didn't touch the big hot-button issue of his birth certificate and how they're hiding the original and how they won't show even a copy of the original. They show a certificate, or his daddy being a Muslim and his stepdaddy being a Muslim and him going by a Muslim name and then changing it, and how his real name's Barry. I mean, this guy is a foundation creation. His mama working for Geithner's daddy, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, being a protege of Kissinger. I mean, this is bad stuff. This is New World Order all the way. This is their Excalibur, their secret weapon. After 8 years of the bumbling, fumbling, embarrassing, burnout husk of a drug addict, George W. Bush. This is what they give us. And if you talked about the fact that this guy had Muslim roots, when this is supposedly an 80% Christian nation, I mean, that is a big issue. And it's interesting. I mean, if the guy's really been a Muslim in his life, whatever he is today, that is big, important news, that he went to Muslim madrasas and schools, and that there's all these scores of pictures of him in Muslim dress, and that these reports of him saying he was a Muslim. The fact that they said you couldn't talk about that and it was a conspiracy theory, kind of like they used to say the CFR didn't exist and it was a conspiracy theory, and that now it's big news, and that he's giving speeches in Cairo saying, yeah, my Muslim roots. You see, that's a bait and switch. That's another deception from this guy. You know, I got a call from Psychology Today, which is a big magazine. I'd say every psychologist in the country reads it. The new Priest Guild out pushing that all Americans be drugged, basically, and that all behavior is neurotic and malfunctioning, and that only they can give you salvation, when they, on average, are a group of complete nutcases. One of the most suicidal groups of any profession. One of the most neurotic groups. One of the most medicated groups. In fact, psychologists and psychiatrists are the number one profession for people being committed. But I digress. And I had to sit there and say to the guy, does the Bilderberg Group exist? Does the CFR exist? And he would hesitate and wasn't sure. And it was the same thing. Mr. Jones, do you believe that they pulled the fire alarm at the Bilderberg Group meeting to flush you out? Mr. Jones, I was like, well, do you believe they were following me? Do you believe Secret Service was there? And he was noncommittal. I mean, this is the level. I have to have the newspapers over the years say I'm crazy. Bilderberg doesn't exist. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. I mean, you are the ones that are living in a false reality. You are the ones that are living in La La Land. You know, we come out and say, well, his daddy was a Muslim, and his stepdaddy was a Muslim, and he went to Muslim schools, and they go, shut up, lying racist anti-Muslims. It's a crazy conspiracy theory. These people are insane. Over and over and over again. And that's what they do. You know, they set up the European Union by treaty in 1957. Treaty of Rome, that's all now declassified and public all over the British and European news. And in 2007, they had the 50th anniversary of the European Union, celebrating the Treaty of Rome. Now, up until the late 1990s, they said the European Union did not exist, and it was a conspiracy theory when European peoples in France and Germany and Denmark and Holland and the Netherlands and everywhere, in the 15-member group at first, now it's over 20, they would say, well, the European Economic Community, it's acting as an unelected group that's usurping sovereignty and wants to get rid of our currencies. And they would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I remember those articles in 96, 97, 98, 99. And then after they got it publicly set up in 2000 and removed the sovereignty of the nations entirely and set up their tyranny, they went, yeah, we're going to have parades in every European Union nation in 2007, and we're going to celebrate 50 years of our union. Now, I still get emails saying the European Union doesn't exist, because some people are still following the old script. Folks, the European Union does exist. The Council on Foreign Relations does exist. I don't care if Limbaugh, for decades, said it didn't exist. He said for the first 15 years of a syndicated show that it didn't exist. Now, the last four or five, he says, yeah, it exists, but it's no big deal. See, I'm not the crazy person. I don't care what Psychology Today writes or what their cover story is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after me. And see, they'll probably, I know they're listening, tuning into the show. I guess they'll put that in there. And Mr. Jones is paranoid schizophrenic. He believes we're listening. Well, you called up, you said you're listening. See, but that doesn't matter. If you talk about the NSA wiretapping the country warrantlessly, oh, you're a schizophrenic. See how this works? Oh, you believe a European Union type, a North American Union agreement was signed March 24th, 2005 at Baylor University in a secret ceremony with Vicente Fox, George H.W. Bush, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin. Well, yes, Judicial Watch sued and got the documents, and it's all about how they got to keep it secret from the public. And they just say, we don't care, it doesn't exist, you're crazy. And you say to the media, but they really did meet and sign that, and they say, we don't care. We're going to tell the yuppies you're crazy, and yuppies only care about acting like they're cool and going along with the mainstream. So if we tell them it doesn't exist, they will say it doesn't exist. Obama's daddy wasn't a Muslim. His stepdaddy wasn't a Muslim, though he was publicly. It's the same thing. Obama has had over a dozen bills introduced that we've read the bills on air ad nauseum to allow the Attorney General to ban any guns he wants by executive fiat, total tyranny, to ban anybody who's on the no-fly list, over 1,100,000 people, from being able to fly, no due process, no judge, no jury, you're just on it, to not let veterans own firearms, giving them all psychological designations, and it's already happening. Bills to ban everything down to black powder. Bills to ban manufacture importation. And then when we talk about it, they send Democratic operatives out on TV to say there's no gun bills that exist. It's all a conspiracy theory. The people are crazy. The people are crazy. Obama gives speeches, says, stop going out and buying guns. I don't want your guns. I only want reasonable gun control, which means total ban. You know, he argued for that as a state senator. He argued for that as a U.S. senator. He argued for, his chief of staff argued for it in books and in legislation when he was a congressman. Rahm Emanuel, his attorney general, was the government lawyer arguing for a complete gun ban in the D.C. versus Heller case last year, all on record. And what do they say? You're crazy. It doesn't exist. But you know what? Everybody knows you're a pack of liars playing a psychological trick. And people are going and finding out there is a North American Union we're already in. And they're finding out you have introduced all these gun ban bills. And they're finding out that all of this tyranny is taking place. And they're finding out that you're lying about all of it. And so you just keep losing more and more and more and more credibility. I remember 13 years ago, they were having open public meetings announcing NAFTA superhighways they were going to build all over the country and how great it was going to be. And I went on air and covered it, and the public didn't like it, and so they said no. So the media went back and said, okay, it doesn't exist. You're crazy if you talk about it. Then they started building all the roads and setting them up and saying, okay, they do exist, but they're good. And then people complained, so they said, okay, they don't exist. I remember CNN a year and a half ago saying, North American Trans-Texas highways, NAFTA highways don't exist. On television, laughing at Ron Paul. While they're building it with the billboards up, saying it. Now they say they canceled it again, but that they're continuing to build them. See, they play psychological games with you, and it isn't working anymore, is it?
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Stake your life, your fortune, your name on liberty and freedom for future generations. They did it for us. And everything we've got good is because our forebears stood up for liberty and freedom. And I salute you in the spirit of 1776. I declare war on all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. And as Thomas Jefferson said, I swear eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over humanity. We are back live. Okay, so more and more, the public all over the planet isn't buying what these corrupt corporate-run governments are doing. That's what the New World Order is. It's offshore Fortune 50, really, that controls the Fortune 500, bigger than any one government. You combine the forces of the big corporations. In fact, out of the top 100 biggest economies, 50-plus of them are corporations. So these corporations combine forces together. They're anti-free market. They're anti-liberty. They're anti-freedom. They come in. They buy off politicians. They buy off society. We have their IMF World Bank documents, how they do this. Their own people, like Joseph Stiglitz that have worked for them, Nobel Prize winner at the IMF World Bank, John Perkins, an economic hitman, all of them on record, how they do this operation. And now they're not just using England, Europe, United States as an engine to fund their operation and to supply their diplomatic corps that carry this out. They are now destroying the West, destroying the middle class, to integrate us into a giant third world slave mass known as the New World Order. And this is all stated by them. They're lowering the standard of the West to keep the standard of the third world low. They're not going to raise the third world. They're going to lower the first and second and old and bring it all into one technological control grid. That's what IBM calls it, is a smart grid, a control grid, a world cashless society. Forget the new world currency. You're all still going to have your local currencies under the new World Bank, IMF, Bank of the World plan. They'll just all be standardized and controlled by the central authority. Their rates, their value, how much currency there is, how much credit there is, what the interest rates are. This has all been stated. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of news articles. And I'm sitting there talking to this pretty well-known psychologist that writes for Psychology Today, an author who's writing this big story, basically about me. And I'm saying to him, you know there's a new world order. You know they've announced a new bank of the world. We're going to pay our taxes to them. And he was kind of like, huh? Really? Tell me about it. And I said, wait, do you acknowledge that literally every week there's hundreds of articles? Have you not seen any of them? Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times. He was like, oh, tell me about it. Are they coming after us? Are they going to get us? You know, like, they're coming to get you in the night. Or, oh, you're a schizophrenic. You know, basically is the attitude. And I'm like, no, here's the headlines. Financial Times of London, published by a Bilderberg Group member. And now for global government. And then it goes on to say, yes, it's real. Yes, we kept it secret. Yes, it's tyrannical for your own good. They say it's authoritarian for your own good. And I'm sitting there going, don't you understand? This isn't 5 years ago where you're following the old script that it doesn't exist, and then you as a psychologist buy into that as the orthodoxy. The orthodoxy of the Aztecs. The orthodoxy of the Aztecs was that it was normal to cut out thousands of people's hearts every year and to murder thousands and thousands of men, women, and children. That was normal, and if you were against doing that, you were insane. So see, to the guy at Psychology Today, I'm like a conquistador or something showing up and seeing the Aztecs doing human sacrifices. I think they're crazy. But the establishments, the Aztecs of today, they think it's completely normal. See, we are crazy. Those of us that don't want world government and don't want world tyranny and don't want the entire population on Ritalin and Prozac drugs, we're crazy. Just like we would be crazy in the Aztec kingdom if we weren't for human sacrifice. They think we're nuts. And so you're talking to them saying, I believe there's a world government, and it's, oh, you believe in that, and tell me about more of your delusions. They're out to get you. And I'm like, it's in the newspaper. A bank of the world will pay carbon taxes. You know, we'd read Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission documents a decade ago, and people wouldn't go look them up and find out they were real. They would just say we were liars and schizophrenics. Now it's openly being announced, and we're still crazy if we're against it. Just like we're crazy if we say Obama's daddy was a Muslim, until he says his daddy was a Muslim and he's basically a Muslim in his roots, then it's, oh, yes, he's Muslim in his roots. It exists there, but still doesn't exist when we say it in criticism. That's mind warfare.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, syndicated on over 80 AM and FM stations now across the country. Show's growing. Simulcast on WWCR, Global Shortwave. XM carries us on Saturdays, and they're talking about picking up the show. They're trying to find a spot to carry it live. They didn't want to carry it taped 5 days a week. In fact, I forgot to announce today, because today's the show they're taping to air Saturday evenings. I've got it in my email, the station number on XM and Sirius that we're going to be on. I need to announce that. We just get so busy here with the news and information, we forget. But I will plug that by the middle of the next hour. Very thankful that that is happening, because the information we cover is becoming so mainstream. I mean, all these years they said world government didn't exist. All these years they said we were crazy. Exactly what we said was going to be done has now been announced. A bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes to. That is coming up as we break down what's happening with GM being imploded. By design, many mainline economists are agreeing with what we've said, that they're destroying it by design to hack it up and give it to Russia, China, and, of course, Brazil. That is where different divisions of GM are being sold off to. This is just absolutely horrible. And they're using the money, because did you know that under the World Trade Organization treaty agreements, But they can't take stimulus money or bailout money and only give it to U.S. companies or to spend it inside the United States. They have to, per capita, depending on how much GDP there is in different nations, give pieces of it in negotiations to other countries. And so you notice that World Trade Organization member countries are all getting pieces of it. Russia, China, Brazil, they all have very powerful chairs at the table as permanent members of the World Trade Organization board. All nations don't get to join. So see, that's the global corporate, it's corporate-private. Governments signed a contract, a treaty with them. We can always get out of the treaty, but they won't because Congress has sold out to where, that's something people aren't pointing out, that of the $787 million stimulus package, a lot of that money, most estimates are about half. We're not sure yet because the White House had promised, that's another lie, to make every dollar accountable and where it was being spent. Now they won't tell anybody where it's going. They just say, oh, a lot of it's going to build GM plants in China and Brazil and Russia. The $787 billion and now the $30 billion to GM is going to fund moving it. This is in AP and Bloomberg. They admit the money's going to move it to those countries, to move whole divisions of GM to those countries. China isn't really paying for Hummer. They're being given the money to do it. And $108 billion is being given on top of the hundreds of billions that have already been given to the IMF and World Bank of our taxpayer money. We got to pay not just the money, but interest on to the bankers, so they can then give it to India and Russia and China and other nations. I mean, that's globalism. A private World Trade Organization board. Who could come up with a screw job like that? We pay to have GM put into bankruptcy. And see, GM wouldn't go along with it. So Obama said, I'm going to fire the CEO if he doesn't step down. We're going to destroy you in the media, the White House chief of staff comes out and says. Think about the magnitude of that. Then they take it over and they bust it up in pieces and they hand it over to foreign nations. That's all part of globalization. That's why they've had tax incentives for 20 years to move offshore. The federal government wants you to not have jobs. They want you to be dependent on them. They admit it in their own white papers. Do you understand how dastardly this is? They want you dependent in every nation, whether it's Poland or Russia or the United States. It's all about divide and conquer, where all the assets are in private, offshore, corporate hands, not in the nation. They use your tax money to line their pockets. But the details are all secret because Obama is a congenital, degenerate liar. All right, I got to stop there, folks. We got Luke Radowski coming up here in just a moment. Made big national news on Fox News and other publications. Gillibrand, senator, tells truthers she supports a new investigation in 9/11, first picked up by Hot Air and was put on Fox and other national outlets. We Are Change, Luke Radowski and others questioned her about a new investigation. A clip of that's coming up after we talked to Luke, and then it made national attention. And they said, shouldn't there be a new investigation? The majority of victims' families want a new investigation. You know, I've had Bill Doyle and others on the show, the head of the biggest 9/11 group. And he said the majority of them think 9/11 was an inside job. You ever actually talk to the families, the firefighters, the police? They got polls where, what, 84% of Americans, New York Times poll, believe we've been lied to about 9/11. What's Obama do? He goes out in his Cairo speech and says, there are those of you out there who don't believe the official story of 9/11. You're bad. And he went on to say, you think terrorism's good. What? How sick? If you don't believe the official story of 9/11 and think there's a cover-up, then he went on to say, you think 9/11 was good. I mean, boy, that is some sick, twisted filth. All right, so that's coming up. We're going to talk to Luke Radowski in about 60 seconds. I wanted to tell you about one of our sponsors before we did that first. We have a great sponsor. Their banner's up on Infowars.com. It's Diginet, DIGANET.net. Diginet. And they've got some of the best prices that I've seen on the web for the highest quality hidden cameras for your car, pins that shoot video, because we bought a lot of these over the years, and these are the best quality, the best price I've found. That's why they're our sponsor. I mean, there are similar little video pins, looks like a ballpoint pen that shoots video and audio, that I bought for, you know, $200 that they're selling for $50, to give you an example. So it's DIGANET.net. Diginet. You want a way to make sure you're always safe against unlawful search? The Diginet mobile digital video audio recorder records video and audio with absolute clarity while being discreetly hidden in your vehicle. That's a nicer, you know, system that's hidden in your car with a hard drive. You just hit a button, it starts recording. And I want you to check it out, folks, at Diginet, DIGANET.net, or check out the banner on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, going to Luke Radowski. Luke, we've got a lot of new stations picking us up, XM and others. So for folks that don't know who you are, briefly, tell us about We Are Change.
We Are Change is an activist grassroots organization that started 2 years ago. We never expected it to grow, but other people loved the idea. They carried it in their cities and towns, and now we have over 100 chapters worldwide of people just being the change that they want to see in the world, following Gandhi's principles, following Martin Luther King's principles. We're out there raising money for first responders. We're feeding the homeless. We're confronting politicians on their lies. We're out there every day. We Are Change is on fire. The last couple of days, we confronted Richard Haas with We Are Change San Francisco, We Are Change L.A. They also confronted the Black Pope, We Are Change Chicago, Ohio, confronted Rove, UK confronted the head of The Economist on Bilderberg, and here in New York we confronted Senator Gillibrand, Russell Simmons, and Governor Patterson within the last couple of days.
Okay, for those that don't know, what, 2 years ago, Luke Radowski, inspired by Road to Tyranny and researching 9/11 Truth, started We Are Change, and for those that email me and call me, it's not a centralized group, it's people just starting We Are Change chapters. And, you know, investigating the New World Order, exposing government-sponsored terrorism. And that's why you'll see different views from different groups. And that's why it's such an effective leaderless resistance, is that it's individual leaders starting groups, taking action. Some cities have multiple groups. Many states have 4 or 5 groups. Very, very effective. And they were, again, doing this long before Obama had his slogan of change. We believe he picked it up, ripped it off from We Are Change, and many of his tactics from Ron Paul. In fact, they admit they ripped off Ron Paul's tactics in campaigning grassroots. And Obama ripping off the We Are Change idea, but people accuse us of ripping that off from Obama. No, we got it from Gandhi, saying be the change you want to see in the world, that idea of nonviolent action. And then, of course, then Obama picked up on that. But the issue here is that the media doesn't ask real questions. So you guys go to press conferences, you go to meetings, you're the citizen media, your videos get millions of views in the aggregate. We made the film Truth Rising, covering what We Are Change 9/11 Truth are doing, and you're pioneering the type of gonzo citizen journalism that I really trailblazed unknowingly in the mid-19 and late 1990s, confronting George Bush and Attorney General Janet Reno and countless others, and it gets attention. It ends up in the AP. It ends up on national news because real questions are being asked, and it's really got the establishment worried. They've put out CFR white papers worried about it. Bilderberg Group's been worried about it. This is confirmed. They've had national, countless national shows attacking We Are Change, saying that, quote, we're dangerous, that people asking questions need to be tased or sent to, quote, camps. That's all covered in Truth Rising. Luke, tell us about this latest confrontation with the senator. That got a lot of attention. Run through some of the other confrontations.
That video with Senator Gillibrand definitely did get a lot of attention. I had Manny Badillo, a 9/11 victim's family member, very professionally in a suit, in a microphone with a big camera, go up to Senator Gillibrand and talk about the scientific peer-reviewed paper of explosives being found at the World Trade Center. We talked to her about that. The 70% of questions of victims' family members that were never answered. We told that to Senator Gillibrand, and with hearing that information, she said she would back full hearings into 9/11. And in response to that, we get slandered by Fox News and the New York Observer, who are calling us hecklers, and that Gillibrand didn't know she was talking to a conspiracy theorist. We have
That's because they are scared of a new investigation. They want to sweep it under the rug, just like torture.
Exactly. We were professional. We had a victim's family member talk to a senator. We had scientific peer-reviewed papers, and we're conspiracy theorists? I mean, that does not make any sense at all.
That's right. He politely confronted her with the facts, as a journalist should do.
Exactly, and she reacted to those facts very well, and she said she would back a full hand.
Well, so did Biden when We Are Change, what was it, L.A. or San Diego?
No, I mean, We Are Change L.A.
Yeah, yeah, they talked to Biden. We played that clip here. It's up at wearechange.org and We Are Change L.A., and you know, they brought him the peer-reviewed study, and he was really freaked out.
He definitely was. And again, Biden has a lot to cover up. We confronted him, and he admitted he had foreknowledge to 9/11, knowing that Mohammed Ahmed, head of the Pakistani ISI, was financing Muhammad Atta. He said he knew that before 9/11 and told him not to do it to me on camera during his presidential debate back about a year and a half ago. I mean, is this insane that this man is now vice president? We actually confronted Richard Holbrook on the issue about the Pakistani ISI supporting Muhammad Atta before 9/11. Holbrook said, oh, you got to ask Dick Cheney that. And then he turned off the mic when Sabrina Rivera asked him the question. No, Mr. Holbrook, you got to ask your own vice president, Joe Biden, about the ISI connections. He knows a lot more about that than Dick Cheney since meeting with Mohammed Ahmed days before 9/11. So it's just ridiculous.
That's right. That video clip that you and others shot when you brought it up to him and really shook him up from one of the Democratic presidential debates, that is in the film Truth Rising that everybody has got to see. It's a testament to citizen journalism and the power of taking action and trying to get firefighters and police medical coverage when major university medical centers admit that they are dying from the dust by the thousands. How do you get thanked? Well, a lot of police thank you and hug you, but others try to plant bombs on you, and that's all on video as well.
And they still harass me. I went to an event 2 weeks ago with Larry Silverstein and Ed Koch and Dan Rather. We confronted Larry Silverstein. We confronted Ed Koch. And as I'm leaving the event at a coat check, I have NYPD intelligence come up to me. Bloomberg's own security staff, and Bloomberg wasn't even anywhere near there 2 weeks ago. And they're like, Luke, you can't be doing this. You got to get out of here. Give me your ID. I'm like, no. And I'm like, how do you know my name? And the police intelligence officer told me he's just as good as I am. And I was like, what do you mean? And they tried to set me up again. They wouldn't let me leave the venue 2 weeks ago. I was literally playing tug of war at the exit door with police intelligence
officers. Yeah, they have these public press conferences. You show up, they tell you leave, and they hold you and go, and this is on record, on video, with witnesses. And they grab Luke and say, you are not allowed to leave, but we're going to arrest you if you don't leave.
Hey, that's what they did with the Bloomberg thing when they arrested me. 2 weeks ago, they tried it again. I had to literally argue with police intelligence for 10 minutes. I'm playing a tug of war trying to get out of there. They're telling me I can't leave. Regular police officers came, were holding the door at the other end. They were holding the door at me until a third police intelligence officer came and said, no, he's good. He's been here. He's been registered for a week at this event. He's really pressed. Please let him go. And the police intelligence officers had to argue in front of me, arguing if they should let me go or not. And then the one police intelligence officer opened up the second door. He says, Luke, I'm sorry for this. Sorry for the harassment. Just get out of here.
Well, that guy will be fired probably. But the point is that you go to press events, you get registered, you just ask questions.
Exactly.
And then the cops walk up and say, your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb. I know it isn't, but we're going to arrest you for terrorism.
And
this is on video.
Exactly.
On video.
And now they're lying with the Bloomberg arrest case. They're saying that a custodian was talking and asking me to leave during my Bloomberg arrest case, when I never even talked to a custodian. All I talked was NYPD intelligence and Bloomberg's own personal security staff. When I was arrested, they have their own disposition. They wrote, in papers prosecuting me, saying that a custodian was asking me to leave and I didn't want to leave. I mean, that is utter bullcrap, because anytime I'm asked to leave, I leave automatically. And they're saying I was talking to a custodian. I never even once talked to a custodian. I was told to stay by NYPD intelligence because I was detained. And by doing that, they arrested me, sent me to Central Booking for 2 days, and now I got to go through this criminal arrest case. And my next case is actually on my birthday, which I also share with my lawyer. And it's just sick and disgusting what's going on in this country.
In the land of the free, home of the brave, that our veterans supposedly fought and died for freedom of the press, we now have Army colonels on Fox News saying we need to start killing American journalists in America that criticize the war on terror. I mean, these people are out of their minds.
They sure are. And then when you have family members, then when you have scientific papers, they still call you conspiracy theorists? There's no theory about it. We have scientific papers. We have victims' family members going up to senators, and they're going to call Senator Gillibrand gullible. They're going to go on Fox News and try to slander us as hecklers. No, we were very professional. You look at that video. We were very professional in the way we handled ourselves. And then we get this treatment. I mean, what's happening to this country? It's just sick and disgusting knowing that we have to go through all this hassle and harassment when we're doing the job that the media should be doing. I mean, we're going to fight this tooth and nail. I mean, I'm fighting this Bloomberg case. I'm countersuing. I'm not going down without a fight. I'm going to make sure to make this my case, to win this case, and send out a message to everybody that we are not backing down. We are changing.
Well, you need to force. You need to force the case and then make them call the phantom custodian.
We are, and we're going to bring him on the road, and we're going to see what he has to say.
Well, it's just like the cops saying a camera's a gun and a backpack's a bomb. Just like when they shot that poor guy in Oakland in the back and said he'd attacked him. The video came out. And he was on the ground handcuffed. But it's just the country's going to hell in a handbasket. Stay there, Luke.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Luke Ranowski with us for another 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, will be joining us to break down the economy, Obama's visit to Egypt. He's being rebuffed in Germany over financial issues of overprinting of dollars. China's laughing at us because it's so insulting when Geithner says there won't be any inflation. You're Your investments are safe with us. And they just laugh because it's asinine to anyone who is economically literate. This stuff of calling Iran al-Qaeda only works on Americans. Everybody else knows Iran is Shiite, the opposite group. Everybody else knows there's a North American Union. Everybody else knows Obama's daddies were all Muslims when he said they weren't. Now they admit it. Not that that's in of itself a bad thing. It's that he lies about it. Everybody knows in the world that Obama said he would make all the bailout money public, and now he says it's secret. Everybody knows he wouldn't, you know, said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, and that's all he's done. Everybody heard him say he'd end Iraq immediately, then it went to 16 months, then 21 months. Whether you're for the war or not, the guy's a liar. That's the same thing with the Arabs. He'll go over there and give them hope and give them an olive branch. When they reach out for the olive branch, he's going to pull that hand back and jab a dagger right in their heart. That's what he does with his false hope. He's a con man. Working for even bigger con men. Let's go back to Luke Radowski. Luke, go through some of these other confrontations. Then I want to play this audio coming up in the next segment. Go through some of the people that We Are Change is just going after with real questions.
I mean, recently we just talked to New York Governor Patterson, me and Manny Badillo. We did the same thing with Senator Gillibrand. Manny Badillo was there as a victim's family member, and we talked to the governor about 9/11 first responders. And he actually told us that there was plutonium in the atmosphere and at Ground Zero itself. We were very surprised to hear that from him. And
that's peer-reviewed British journals and NASA journals from the time, and they said they don't know why there was plutonium. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we brought up the case for a new investigation and everything else that happened. And we're out there. We're out there every week. We're out there at Ground Zero giving out free information, talking to people. We're interviewing people in the streets. We ask people if they know anything about the NBA playoffs, and they know everything. And then we ask people if they know what the Second Amendment is. And even soldiers that we interviewed don't know what the Second Amendment is. I mean, it's sad where this country's going, where people know more about NBA playoffs than they do about the Second Amendment and about a Bill of Rights, for God's sakes. But we're always out there. It's great seeing internationally We Are Change and all throughout this country confront criminals everywhere they go, whether it's Chicago, Ohio, San Francisco, L.A., even all the way to U.K. People are taking action, and they're sick of it. And it's not about one person. It's not about one group. It's about an idea. And it's about going out there, doing what you want, doing what you feel is right. And that's exactly what We Are Change is about.
You're absolutely right. And now more than ever, we need people to be out there taking action. They've got a new bill introduced for National Compulsory Service, H.R. 1444. It says for elementary, middle school, high school, college, baby boomers, senior corps. It says everyone will have compulsory national service to the government. Later, I'm going to read this in the next hour. National compulsory service. I mean, it says that in the first line, Luke.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it, and the media says it doesn't exist, doesn't exist. I think they're playing a dangerous game here, Luke, of denying any of this stuff's going on.
Exactly. And then when it's really going to happen, people are going to wake up. And we're talking to a lot of Obama supporters in the streets, and we're bringing up the facts. We're bringing up his lies. And you see people's mind change in the interview that we're doing with them at Times Square, at Ground Zero. And it's a beautiful thing. It's also sick knowing that Obama is going to use 9/11 as a way to push his compulsory service. And we need to take 9/11 back. We're going to be in the streets of New York on September 10th to September 13th doing 9/11/09 events this year. We hope everybody could come out.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds, Luke. Final segment with you. Tell us more about it in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.